something or doing something that's going to bring it about. No, if it's a delivery, if it's a salvation, same word for salvation, delivery, it's of Him. And anything that is of God, how do we receive it? By faith, non-meritoriously. Verse 2, let those be ashamed and humiliated who seek my life. And there were many who sought David's life, especially at the low points in his life. Let those be turned back and dishonored who delight in my hurt. And people, Christians delight in the hurt of some other Christian that they think is so bad. Many people, many Christians would have followed Absalom in his rebellion against David. Absalom was moral and looked good, just like the Antichrist is going to look, and will go against him, and would have followed him against David, and hated him, and wanted David down, and they delight in his hurt. Verse 3, let those be turned back because of their shame, who say, aha, aha, that which you deserve, the idea. Let all who seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee, not in themselves, not in their works, but in thee. Let those who love thy salvation, your deliverance, not mine, but yours, say continually, day in and day out, all day, every time you and I are resurrected from sin, restored into the light, into the power of the Spirit, let God be magnified. Because people, when you and I, it's just like when we were unbelievers. When you and I were unbelievers on this side of the cross, and when you and I, as believers, are dead temporally, dead in sin down here, so here we are dead, spiritually, temporally, dead in sin, we are at the point, really, of magnifying God or glorifying God as in nowhere else in your life. It's a little difficult for some people to comprehend. And that is because God and only God can take me out of this condition. As an unbeliever under the penalty of sin, as a believer under the power of sin. And only God can take us out of this. So when you and I are carnal in sin, we are at a point to glorify God as in no other place in our life. Now that type of teaching calls people to say, well, Paul, you're teaching that we sin, that grace abounds. No, you're not listening. It's not what I'm saying, that we go sin so that grace abounds. I'm pointing out a truth to you, though, that when we are in sin and He does deliver us, there is a salvation, there is a deliverance, it is His, and only He can do it. And therefore, only He is to be glorified and He is magnified. Then it closes the psalm, but I am afflicted and needy. We've got to see our condition. Hasten to me, O God, Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. So this is our relationship with Him. So people, it comes down to, what is your view of the cross? Either He paid for it all or He didn't. And man has to pay. And if man has to pay, then Christ didn't do it on the cross. That took us, dealt with the work of Christ on the cross, and we spent some time there. Then we looked at the eternal security from the standpoint of the essence of God. And remember primarily, two things I want you to remember here under the essence of God is, it is not our faithfulness, it is His faithfulness that is at issue. It is not our faithfulness that secures us in eternal security.